And hate is not expansive. Hate is limiting. Hate is contracting. Fear is contracting. Fear is not expanding. The more you fear, and hate is nothing but an extreme, intense form of fear. It's like fear to the 100th power is hate. That's all hate is. It's a sense of powerlessness. And so the hate has to go through you. So the reason why you want to change the hate thing is not because of what it's doing, because I don't even feel your hate. You can hate me all day long and I don't know it. I'm sure that happens. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't mean
that. No, it don't matter what it is about. Don't think about the form. It's the same thing. You're the only one that feel it. 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 And even when you say you feel somebody's hate, you're not. You're just empathizing with them.
But what it really means is I'm frustrated with something, usually.
It's the same thing. I'm in conflict about what I'm here to give in this moment. Mm. It's the same thing. You're in
but
conflict
it's a feeling
about
feeling that I'm acknowledging, and what mm-hmm. how can I spin that more positively?
Don't try to be positive. I tell you what you should do. Stop trying to be positive and just stop getting upset with yourself about getting upset.
Okay.
And it'll speed you positive will kill you every time.
So,
okay, don't being positive is totally overrated. Being positive people get hit by buses every day because they're in such denial about what's going on within them. They think by sweeping everything under the rug, somehow or another makes the rug. and so therefore they got a lot of subconscious fear and hate and upset that they're not acknowledging that comes to them in the form of other people's circumstances outside of them that seems to hurt them and attack them. Then they become real nice people that bad things always happen to, and they don't know why. Those are the denial people. They're nice people that get hit by a truck. They're the nice people that's in a relationship with somebody that don't love them. They're the nice person that's on the job and always abused. They're the ones who are in denial about their own hate and fear. So it's really about feeling your feelings and not condemning yourself for them. It's about feeling your feelings and knowing that's a call for love. That's your fear. That's your call for love.
That's what I should do.
Yeah, that's your call for love.
Okay.
That's your call. That's all fear is. It's a call for love. It's just a call for love. That's what it is. In this moment, there's some conflict about what you need to give and receive, and so now I'm in fear. You know, please, when you come here, don't try to be positive. Please don't. Just be you. You know, I don't always come in this room ready to smile, but it doesn't mean nothing's wrong with me. I'm just like you. I have a variety of moods and expressions. It would be imprisoning me to always have to be the same all the time. You see what I mean? So when you start loving people, you start letting them be. That's one of the you know what I'm saying? You start to, I hear you. Let me hear what you're talking about. How can I support you? If there's a way I can support you, I'm willing to support you. Go ahead. But the main thing I know you need to do is talk about it and get it out. Come on. Give it to me. Let me hear it. Blah, 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 blah. We all know what it feels like to vomit and feel better. Is there anyone in the room that has not vomited? Please raise your hand so we can just look at your little denial butt. Okay? All of us have, right? And all of us have felt better. Okay, so this is a spiritual vomiting. It's like all those okay? But this is what we do. Now imagine you really had to puke. This is a great visualization. And all of a sudden you went and you close your mouth. Can you imagine how horrible that would be? That's being positive. You want to puke, but you don't look like it. It'd be much better to, you know, today, I feel like I want to kill a couple of folks today. That's how I really, you don't know how I feel. That's reincarnation. They'll be back. But I'm going to take them out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes you want to say that, but you feel what? Guilty.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're a spiritual student. Oh, you know, you can't even act like you're the least bit irritated. How's everything? Fine. That's fine.
When I ran over that pigeon the other day, it was okay.
You ran over a pigeon the other day, and you ran over a pigeon the other day.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Did you set out to run over a pigeon?
No.
Was it your goal to take a pigeon out?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there are two ways to look at it. If we don't create our reality, okay, there's one school of thought that says we're unlimited beings of God that create our reality, and there's another school of thought that says we're victims of everything that happens to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're just a victim. That means we didn't have anything to do with anything. You got it? Okay, so if you are of the victim thought system, then you certainly didn't get up that morning and choose to run over a pigeon. So you're innocent. It was an accident. If you were the creator of that experience, then you and the pigeon both agreed that the pigeon was going out today and he wanted you to be the one who gave him his release onto his next level. And you're still innocent. See what I'm saying? The pigeon does the pigeon course in miracles. He knows that, you know what I'm saying, that his pigeonness was up. Was up that day. That was it. Now, do you laugh because the pigeon died? You know, eventually. But because we always eventually laugh about everything we see as a tragedy.
Yeah.
That's part of enlightenment.
Yeah.
You know, when you realize your mother didn't die, and you realize your father didn't die, and you realize that little child didn't die, and you realize that none of these people in the wards have died, then the tragedy, you'll see the humor of the tragedy. But as long as you think it's real, you can never see the joy. So when you forget that we are spiritual beings, then of course every death is a tragedy. But that's because we've forgotten who we really are. So therefore, any loving being, first of all, wouldn't try to hurt another being anyway. Right?
No, I carry bugs out and let them go.
Sometimes you can try to help something and kill it out of your good intentions. Of course, it says, trust not your good intentions, because they're not enough.
They're not enough.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the person that tries to help the little chick out of the egg by cracking the egg a little bit more and letting them out, and then they realize that the chick needed to crack the egg for itself to develop the strength that it needs to have in order to live. So a lot of times the people that we try to help are the people that we hurt the most. Because who are we to decide what another person needs and then decide that we're the one that's supposed to meet that need, whether they want it met or not? That's arrogant in itself. I ask people to forgive me for the times I tried to help them. Will you please forgive me? Because I was just trying to make you in my image. Life is so much easier when you let people be. It is amazing. It is amazing how much drama leaves your life when you let go of your control freak. I swear, it's amazing. It's amazing. Everything you've ever wanted just starts to come to you on its own through the people and the things that can let it come to you. Oh, so such a great deal. I don't have no control over you all anyway. Wouldn't it be great for me to realize that and then act like it? Can you imagine how little conflict I would feel?
We have a hard enough time recognizing our own beauty and perfectness. I would appreciate it if you'd recognize it as well, rather than you seeing my deficit and thinking that I even need help.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I'm feeling sorry for all the people in Africa, and I think I'm doing them some good. I'm a good person. I feel sorry for all those people over there. Did you send a care package? No, but I feel sorry for them. My heart goes out to all those starving people. What are you doing about it? Well, nothing, but I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Actually, if you're not going to physically do anything, it would be much better for them if you saw them as powerful spiritual beings who are learning spiritual lessons. Mm-hmm. It would be better to just see them as powerful beings. Don't do anything physical and see them as weak. But the Course says we see empathy and sympathy as joining in the suffering. Like if I'm really your friend, you feeling bad, I feel bad too. That makes me your friend. So you're suffering, I join my suffering to yours, we're both suffering, and now you feel better. Wouldn't it be better for me to stay joyful, with compassion, and then maybe present some alternative things that we could do that would maybe help you change your perception too, and for me to join you in seeing you as,
yes.
Now, that doesn't mean I don't